Last night, a terrorist walked into Yeshivat Merkez Rav and shot many, many students. It wasn't difficult because there was no one standing guard. It came late at night. It came at 8:30. There were a lot of students in the library. I think they were having some kind of party. Party in honor of Rosh Chodesh. So I wanted to share with you a thought I had this morning as I was davening. In the Rosh Chodesh davening, we say, Roshei Chodeshim Lamcha Natata. Hashem, you gave us Rosh Chodesh, new months. Zman Kapara Lechol Toledotam. It's a time of that Hashem forgives, gives Kapara to all of their offspring. So one understanding is that we're saying our offspring, because just like the moon rejuvenates, so to speak, becomes new on Rosh Chodesh, so too our offspring is our new, our continuation. Another understanding is that we bring a chatas on Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara asks, why do we bring that chatas? Chatas is a sacrifice asking for atonement. So Hashem says, bring that sacrifice as an atonement for me that I made the moon smaller. What does God mean, an atonement for me? So one understanding is that God is saying, I created the world in a fashion that you see things that are going to be difficult to swallow. The evil seem to succeed in doing their evil. So God says, that's represented by the moon that was minimized. The moon represents the Jewish people. The moon was minimized. The Jewish people are trampled on. Hashem says, so to speak, even though I created the world this way, you bring a sacrifice as though atonement for what I've done, Hashem says. So, Zman Kapara Lechol Toledotam, another understanding is it's a time of atonement for everything they do. That the chatas that was brought on Rosh Chodesh was an atonement for the month. Biotam Makivim Lefanecha Zivchei Ratzon Usurei Chatat Lechaper Ba'adam, when they'd bring the sacrifices to atone for them, Zikaron Lechulam Yiyu, it's a commemoration for all the Jewish people before God, Utshu'at Nafsham Miyad Soneh, and saves them from the hand of the enemy. So I sat there reading that this morning in Musaf, and I thought about my friends who were killed last night by the enemy. So it struck me, wait a second, we say Rosh Chodesh, the sacrifices are Shu'at Nafsham, they save their nefesh miyad soni, from the hands of the enemy. So we have to know that the word nefesh has different levels. Nefesh can refer to life. An animal is said to have a nefesh. Make nefesh beima yishalemena. One kills an animal, he has to pay for it. So that it's described as he killed its nefesh. But nefesh also has higher levels. What do we mean when we say tshu'at nafsham? It saves their nefesh miyad soneh, from the hands of the enemy. So one understanding that's said by the Rishonim is that when the Torah tells us the sacrifices of Rosh Chodesh, the Torah says, blow trumpets over your sacrifices of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tev. And when you blow trumpets, that's like a prayer before me. That's going to save you when you go to war. So we don't have trumpets nowadays. We don't have the sacrifices. Okay. So the trumpet, the wail of the shofar is like a wail of crying. When a child comes to his parent and just cries, sometimes it's more meaningful than all the speeches. Sometimes the most meaningful thing you can do is just to cry. And that's what we're doing when we're blowing shofar. So that understanding says, literally, when we do the Rosh Chodesh sacrifices the way we should, we don't have that today, that itself, and the shofar blowing there, is Chuat Nasham saves us from the enemy. But there's another understanding. That we say is a reference to, one second, the first understanding, by the way, says, Yavos Sa'il, the goat, the hairy goat that we bring on Rosh Chodesh will come, V'yatzilchem, and will save you, God says, Miyad Se'il, from Esav, who is Seir. So that understanding understands it literally, that the goat of Rosh Chodesh and the trumpets of Rosh Chodesh, they save us. But there's another understanding, that the Soneh is a reference to the internal enemy, it's a reference to the Yetzer Hara. Rosh Chodesh is a time that's supposed to save us from the Yetzer Hara. How does Rosh Chodesh save us from the Yetzer Hara? So this already is my own understanding. What I said until now is brought. The second understanding is in the Siddur of the great Rishon, the Rokeach, and others. I think that one of the greatest weaknesses that mankind has is the fact that we get accustomed to things. We're used to things. We're used to being in a yeshiva and being able to learn all day. So suddenly it becomes easy to take 10 minutes and take a coffee and just sit on the side because I have all day. We're used to being able to pray with a minyan. I had a few months when my wife was in the hospital and I didn't have anyone to be with the kids in the morning. I couldn't go to minyan. So I got everything rolling. There was no way I could get to minyan. So I remember how I felt when finally I could go back to minyan. I was like running from joy. I can make it to minyan. I could down with the minyan. We get accustomed to things and we forget their importance. And we forget how meaningful they are to us. What Rosh Chodesh does for us is Rosh Chodesh is a renewal. It's a renaissance. We're starting fresh. It's a new month. And Rosh Chodesh is supposed to help us in focusing. Wait a second, I finished a month. I'm starting a month. Now, that's why we do Yom Kippur Katan. The day before Rosh Chodesh, we take as a day of working on atonement. And we focus on what we've done the last month, so that the next month will be better. We don't say once a year, I'll have a new year and I'll start fresh. No, Hashem blessed us with Rosh Chodesh. So that each month we pause, we stop. And just like the moon, there are times when we grow, and there are times when we diminish. There are times when it seems like everything's gone. It's all disappeared. The moon, just before Rosh Chodesh, seems like it's gone. And then it starts a new growth. So do we have to remember when we approach Rosh Chodesh, and now we're in Rosh Chodesh, that we might have had a month which was a high, and we might have had a month which was a low. And it might be so bad that we feel like it's all gone. But we should know it's all gone. The Jewish people were compared like the moon. Even when the moon seems like it's gone, it's just about to start a new growth. And that's what we have to remember when we enter Rosh Chodesh, that we're starting a new month. This month we're starting on the left foot. We're starting with a tremendous tragedy in our midst. And we have to grow from it. Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should give us koach. I want to take another minute just to share with you about one of the people that was killed. We're not going to say Spadim, but he happened that one of the students that was killed was a Ger Tzedek. And he was 26 years old. He didn't have any children. He wasn't married yet. We were working on a shidduch. He had many, many difficulties because he didn't know the language. He came from Ethiopia. He didn't know the language. He didn't have family backing him. And he came to yeshiva every day with a smile. He did the army. And he was always contending with things with a smile. You'd see the guy, he didn't have a penny to his name. He didn't have what everyone else takes for granted. He didn't have. But he was always smiling. And that's how he made it to such a great yeshiva, to Merkaz Rav, and to grow and learn. And I mean, it's not easy. That's the top yeshiva in the Dati Lumi crowd. How do you get there? Well, if you work with a smile and you're willing to take what life dishes at you and say, okay, we'll manage. And that's who he was. He always did, even when he knew shidduchim were hard. It's not easy for a person that's Ethiopian. A lot of people don't want to go out the second they hear that. They don't want to know anything else. He took it with a smile and he kept moving forward. Bezat Hashem, now he's in a place where Chazal tell us if a person's killed because he's Jewish, if he was murdered for the fact that he was Jewish, then he's considered Harugei Malchut. He's considered like someone who the authorities killed him. And Chazal tells Harugei Malchut, if someone's killed by the authorities because he's Jewish, when they want to go on a vendetta against those that are Jewish, so our sages say there are different rooms in Gan Eden. When we come to the world to come, there are all kinds of rooms, there are all kinds of levels. And you could see this level, you could see that level. As I'll say, there's a special room for Geirim, that's very high up. And then there's a special room for those that were killed, Ahogei Malchut. And then, Chazal tell us, no one can touch them. They're way beyond anyone else. Anyone who's killed for the fact that he was Jewish. I don't know, we'll see when we get there. So we should have only psorot tovot. I had an idea I want to share. When Dov passed away, so we had a student of ours who passed away, and he was a Ger Tzedek, and he passed away without children, and we wanted to add merits to him. So every day, every time we learn, we add 1 minute in his memory. So I was thinking, what are we going to do? We have 8 children that were killed yesterday, and one of them was a Ger Tzedek. And how could we add merits to him? And I thought to myself that there are two aspects of Avodah. There are two ways we can work to serve our Creator. And they're ordered. They're sumera, distance yourself from bad, vaseh tov, and do good. So vaseh tov, we're doing. We're doing good. Baruch Hashem, we're adding a minute of learning in memory of Dov Reuven, Dov Ver Ben Saro, every time we learn. So maybe until the Shloshim, for the next 30 days, we'll each take upon ourselves to do sur meira, to take one time during the day that we were going to say something, either Lashon Hara or make fun of someone, one time during the day that we were about to say something and we won't do it. One time less. I think that that's a great achievement if we do it. Chazal tell us that when try for 30 days, after 30 days you'll decide if you want to stop or not. But 30 days isn't so hard. Shloshim, the first 30 days after a person passes away, so there are levels in judgment in heaven. Now, the first day, the first 3 days, the first 7 days.
It's very important month. So taking away the bad gzeiras, so
right, Am Yisrael needs it. And Chazal also tell us that when a person is about to say something, he's prohibited from saying, and he holds his lips together. So the power it takes to hold those lips together, the Gemara says, Chazal says, like moving a grinding stone when you're grinding kernels of wheat. So to move, it's a huge stone that grinds it down. Chazal say that's as hard as that. But the rewards for it, Chazal say, the rewards are also tremendous beyond what we can fathom if we don't say it. So one time a day, I think we can each do one time a day.